Why? If you are, I will say there are the opposite, the past few months, I'm not really going to speak too much about the nine jewels. Starting with that from your morality. Starting with the sugya of Hanitza Panakar. Sarah Abadam, we have a very tough. It's not a machoik is bakwal. Sounds like it's a kuliyama. Hanitza Panakar, why he's following the fall to us at the table. Somebody who is Nitzach and Rekova and Nidavim, then his tefillah is a Be'evah, which according to the Tzitzit Tashas means that he has to go back. There's not Yitzchak Tzirin tefillah. The Shaila is, Eva Zeh that you have a bright from the Reshe, that's the Kuli, Ali with the Kuli Yama, that a Nitzach and Rekova, somebody that's in the Spal with a Nitzach and Rekova, the tefillah is not a tefillah, so how do we have enough places 3 lines beforehand, whether or not if a guy, B'shas, he, by Loishah, he didn't wear Kula, do we say, also, with the relationship of the Kuli, my son, I got the Kuyu, they grow, you need to let the my son, I got the Kuyu, to let the talking about that in the middle of Shemayin Esra, you can have the Chayim, the Chal, and that's it, the Shnit is Meir Aglayim. But like it is, if it was relationship of the Kuyu, still is the government open or not. Says Rashi, what's the Shabba? Abba Bishay Yoko, oh, because she hits you with power, you tell us on the Kuyu, but don't bring him in his power. Don't cut much his power in the Kuyu, the Kuyu, the another man never holds. No, it's not tough to do this file. The tefillah is still a tefillah. It really is not tough. Dainu, when the guy started davening and he had it with Nitzach on the cover, is he considered tough or is he not? Shai Liz, you have more pressure 3 lines later. It says, cool, yeah, but he's still a tefillah. He lost a tefillah, he has to go back. What's the child of Machlekes before? How do we have Machlekes on the road? When you have a bright from a pressure that says that he lost a tefillah. How do you have Machlekes on the road whether or not the government is offering nothing. So all that freedom deal with it. The Magan Rama at the time, he says, right, so he said, I just want to call while he's called this Mitzvah to us at the table. It's not talking about time. It's talking about the difference. The whole Isser of Ali Yisrael is that if it was Mitzvah for the cover for the difference. If it was Mitzvah for the cover for Tanim, that's the Machlokes between the Machlokes between the Funit, Rav Chizkiya and Rav Nunu. But they have to be chayz l'reish, l'reish and l'reish. By Nitzach when the Kova, l'gdoylin, Kuliyama's not to be chayz l'reish, l'reish. And Mimila, you have to be chayz l'reish. The whole Shem is not the right time. Zot all your answer, no, that's not Shem. And Nitzach when the Kova, he's bothered his mouth, so it's l'reish, 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 l'gdoylin. What's the code between this Gemara and last Gemara? This Gemara is handling where is Nitzach when the Kova before he started out. So before he started out, he was Nitzach when the Kova, but even so he davened, she was the table. Mashenkin, the last Gemara is going where Nitzach and Rekava is only in the middle of davening. Nitzach and Rekava is only in the middle of davening, then we have Machlokes. Is the bench dock or is it not dock? That's what comes to Machlokes, the Chizm and Rav Nunu. And that's also Sabbat Shabbat and Sabbat Shabbat. So if it was Nitzach and Rekava before it started, that's Rekava is almost off the table. So if Nitzach and Rekava only after it started, then that's Machlokes. Rekava is Machlokes Achlenim, is really Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi is Mefurish, Rekava like the Magen Avraham. Rashi says that the case is talking about Kishe Hitzil is Pala by Yitzara Hanukkah Dofa Yuhu is Pala. And it says before that it was before he started davening that he was Hitzil Hanukkah. You can't remember like the Eli Rabbah that this Machlokes is talking about was only Hitzil Hanukkah in the middle of davening. Daimu says Eli Rabbah, when is Hitzil Hanukkah before he started davening? Goyama is supposed to say, but you shouldn't have started davening. Mashiach, if he started davening, he wasn't Hitzil Hanukkah. It was only this earth, the Harry 3 to for Meir Adlayim or for Gedolim in the middle of davening, that's when you have the Machlokes. Heard Rashi before he says talking about Shehitzkel is followed by Yitzhar Hanukkah. That's all Rashi was discussing that holds that the Dichoy is davening when you were in Yitzhar Hanukkah. But if you look at the Rosh at the beginning and the Rabbi brings down his own shot from the faces, he says that's not the Shalom here of Dichoy. The Shalom here of Dichoy is not davening when you're in Yitzhar Hanukkah. The Dechia is Bishas Shtiso. Bishas was Meir Aglayim Shetan El Birkov. It's also from the Daven at that time. That's when he's Dochling. When a person is Dochling from Davening for any amount, even if it's Polish and Kilim with Sula, that's when everyone like it. Says Rav Chizda, Machlokes Rav Chizda Rav Nuna, Chadam Achaz Lurish, Chadam Lumok Mishapasa. Even though you can say, according to the Rajbah on this Rosh, that the Dichoy is not the fact that he Davened when he was Nitzach on the Kabbalah. The Dichoy is, it's a totally different Machlokes than Rashi says. The Dichoy is, when a person is davening and it gets to the point that he's not able to continue davening because of the Shnitzel Meir Aglayim,
Is he considered Dokar? Is he not considered Dokar?
Maybe either Rav or either Rosh could say that in a Kalam, before he started davening, he wasn't a Sifan of Kalam. But only after he started davening, that's when he's a Sifan of Kalam. What's the Dikoy? The Dikoy is not the fact that he's davening a Sifan of Kalam. The Dikoy is the fact that she's a Maragai. However, the Master Bracha says he wants to be with Akhmar, he makes a mirror dish in Rashi. He makes a mirror dish in Rashi. I'm sorry to bring it down all the time. He makes a mirror dish in Rashi. Before time is a mirror, but he already was Muhammad to the Mahalas. He says in Rashi, Rashi doesn't say, Rashi says, Kishahit till is followed by Yitar from the Kabbalah. He should have said if chat is like we're being with that in Rashi, the Rashi says before, which the Mamre Mordechai says also before Rashi and Rashi, that at the time that he started davening, he was hitting from the Kabbalah, Rashi should have said, Kishahit till is followed by Yitar from the Kabbalah. Rashi doesn't say that, Rashi says, Fakir. Kishahit till is followed by Yitar from the Kabbalah. So he was responding. This is not talking about that you were massively espoused when it was already Tarif and the Covenant. No. It was Tarif and he started davening. And then it was Nisar, the Tarif and the Covenant, and he still continued davening. At that point, when he started, after 3 minutes of the davening, the Nisar, the Tarif for Nisar and the Covenant, at that point he becomes Zofing. Rashi's mouth came also. Rashi's not talking about it. It's not like some other one. Not talking about that he started davening and he was dopping. No, he started davening and he wasn't dopping with well. It wasn't just for the cover. It was only he got up to after he wasn't down. Just for the cover. And he still kept on going. Obviously he still kept on going. Those were Shri's of Merak Lion. Then he became dopping. And that's when he had the Makhlid. I'm affecting my Mordechai. Bechor, you can't say that. Because why would there be a man down that hole? Bechor is Larish. If the whole Makhlid is, everybody agrees when he started davening he wasn't dopping. It's only he got up to Atam HaNetan, he got up to Olam HaShinim, he started Nitzuk HaNekava, that's when he came down, he shouldn't have come down. So why is there any man that holds he has to be Choyz L'Rish? He shouldn't have to be Choyz, it's in a Mokam where it's Nitzuk HaNekava. There shouldn't be any, either one man that holds that you have a Mokam Shepas, that's one man that where wherever the Mokam was, then it's the time. You blab Shver. Ule, Kevin Goggin, that it's totally the Machlekes that we had before him. If a guy starts dozing off the Moshe Menesh, and he wakes up, and he doesn't know where he goes. What's the law? Do you go to the bracha, the last bracha that you know for sure you said, whatever it is, Adachin or Adad, or do you go to where you're Masubik saying, Masubik, you're holding there, you say, go to the so if the master's bracha held that you have to go back to the bracha, the original bracha, so the only bracha that he's for zikha that he said without being Masubik in the Kalam is when he started Shemin Esrei. He starts from there, so he knew what the Sifan HaKavah. Then it was the third or time in the middle. He doesn't know exactly where it's the third or the time. He knows exactly where it's the third or the time. Also in the middle of the Bracha, he knows exactly where it's the third or the time. Or he can know exactly where it's the third or the time. So this must be Bracha, for Kamala, the guy's in the Sufis. So then, the only Bracha that you can know for sure was beginning of Shemin Esrei. The first three Brachas of Shemin Esrei are all Bracha. Anytime there's a Sufis in that Bracha, he has to go back to the beginning. Mele Chayz L'Rish. By default, he has to be Chayz L'Rish. That is Be'etim Adin of Chayz L'Rish. It's a din, they have to be Chayz L'Rish, and a Mokhan that he started, the Salah, the Arvash, and the Tereb, and the Kavah. Where is that? We don't know where that is. But Mele, we have to be Chayz L'Rish. Mashenki, the Magen Avraham, and all the people hold, they say no. If you're specific to where you're holding Ishmael Nasri, you go back to the latest point. So there will be no Tzad, you have to go back to the beginning of Ishmael Nasri. You go back to where you're specific about. So you can Atachin Onda, Amashinu. That's where you have to go back. If no, everybody agrees he doesn't remember exactly where he's holding. The one person says since you don't remember, you have to go back to for sure where you're good. Where's for sure where you're good? You know you touched my neck, you're good. I'm shaking out another holds. No, you're Masipic. You're Masipic, you don't know exactly where you're holding. Where when you were. when it started the Aragasha. So when is that name started? The last possible point. You know it's sometime before the Shifa was 30 seconds from his feet, so he just felt that he had to go to the bathroom. The question is, when is that Nekuda? When is that point that it starts? That's the Machlokes. That's if there be no Shifa, according to the Rosh and the Rajman, the Chacham, you're going to have to go back. That's not, there's no difference. And according to Rashi, you're going to have to go back. Or we would say that that's not considered a Zichoy, it's only a Zichoy if at the end of the day, according to Rashi, it ends up with a Shlisa. But Pashtus Lachor, even the Free Rashi, Lachor and the Free Rashi, Pashtus is like Machlokes, like the Gemara Memship, that even if it wasn't Ashtis in the middle, the Gemara Memship, right? The Gemara Memship, because even if it wasn't Ashtis in the middle, if it wasn't
Tosa.
Mitzvah Tosa the table. For his dog. That's the first figure. On Chav Gimel and Beis, we have a figure of Hazmana. Hazmana Moti or Hazmana Vlad Moti. So we bring down some really machlokes to buy a rav over here. The Omer of Tizda, Haisidra, the Tzvillin, the Azmini, the Meitabe Tzvillin, Sarabe Tzvillin, Osir, the Meitabe Pshiti. Azmini, the Sarabe, Sarabe, the Azmini, Shar, the Meitabe Tzvillin. Well, yeah. Rav Chizda brings down Halacha, he says that the din of Tzvillin, of Kit of Tzvillin, means two things. You need Hazmana, and you need that he put it in the Sarabe. If it was just Azmini without a Sarabe, without Azmini, it's not considered, it's nothing, and you're allowed to put your money in your film zekel. Just a little background to the Machlokes over here, what's going on. The Machlokes is really in Sanhedrin. On the Makor of the Machlokes is in Sanhedrin. Menazim in the base, Ha'orig Beged Lemay. Somebody that weaves the Beged for somebody, Rashi points out, somebody who died already. Not just that for a person that's gonna die, it's a person that's dead already. Hazmana Mokis, no, it's not that. Some people, it's a segula to buy that person, right? Would it make a difference? L'chur would make a difference. Pashas, there's a Bir Halacha, we'll see, there's a Bir Halacha that says, I don't know why he doesn't bring that from the Rashi, he brings that from a different Rashi on the Mechef Moral. The Bir Halacha says that if a person is mazmin sudr, a kid for a tefillin, and he didn't buy the tefillin yet, then the Kuli Alba Taka said another. Shalas, what's the difference? Just be mazmer maybe a little bit to Indian. What's the Indian of Hazmana Bakhla? So Abaya learns over there, Urg Begla Mace says Abaya. We learn out Shom Shom from Egla Rufo that Hazmana is Bosihi and the middle of Tachrichin or Asu Bahano for anybody else who says the name. Mashenkin Rava says, no, we learn out the difference there in Shalva of Shom Shom from Abay Nazar that Hazmana is Lav Mosihi and Mela Urg Begla Mace is not considered Hazmana. This is Rashi. What does it mean Hazmana Bosihi? Says Rashi, Hazmana Motihi, Ki Ilu Parful Boy. It's as if he was already Kerechit. What does it mean, Hazmana Motihi? It's as if he already was Kerech the mate inside the bag. Mamela sounds like, what it sort of sounds like, is Kalaimi Lizard Kisar Kami. Kalaimi Lizard Kisar Kami. It's on the Zman by Luluf. There's such a sad, even if it's not a din. Even if it's not a din, like Kalaimi Lizard Kisar Kami, it's Matthias. Something which is aimed for that is called by Elulah, that if it's aimed Liftayat, it's aimed Lizdoit, Kisodik Domi. That's the Chayyab says, that's the problem, you're not just going to move, it's open a little bit at the top. Because the aimed Lizdoit, Kisodik Domi, it's ready now, it's possible. So it's over here, it sounds like Agam that you weren't current the mace in the Begad. Yeah, the fact that you're a Mazmanid, it's prepared for this purpose of being current the mace, it's as if you don't need it. That's what Abai holds. And Rebbe holds no. It's last year we're talking about. The shayla is, we have a gemara over here that says, the kuli alma sounds like, hold on to the fi rabba, I'm sorry, that tarbei tzvillin, also means, azbenei le tarbei, tarbei be azbenei, shavim the meitzer be tzvillin. It says that if you were tarbei, if you actually put the tzvillin inside the kit, then it doesn't ask for the kit. The shayla is, if you're telling me, according to the fi rabba, rabba says, patona lab mosi, it's not, when you made it, mazmen, it's not kilo as if you already put the tefillin inside. Now, let's say it would be kilo as if you put the tefillin inside. Even if you put the tefillin inside, azmen, if you would torbe, azmen, it's nothing. So why does Rav have to say that as one allows nothing, it's not as if you put the tefillin inside. Even if you did, you would put the tefillin inside. It doesn't answer. The Pashup Shad is, Rashi says, what's the reason if you put the tefillin inside once it doesn't answer it? Because we say it's a kareb almo. The fact that you put tefillin inside a bag once doesn't mean that this bag is going to keep your tefillin for the rest of your life. But you're thinking when you have a hazmana for something which you're planning on keeping there for the rest of your life, let's say a beged for a mate, pastors, we're not talking about the pyramid robber, but the guy's going to take off his clothing, the mate is taklifin in 30 years, pastors, or whatever it is, in 5 minutes. Pastors, if you're being carried for a beged of a mate, it means prayer. So too, hazmana, when we say hazmana is kilu karful boy, it means kilu karful boy for good. It means kilu karful boy that to stay there for a long time. Then it's not the essence that you need hazmana. It's very good to see this. The Ram says, Let's say a person has a kiss for a tefillin, and he decides, what's the matter with the tefillin? A kiss. And he decides, as he puts the tefillin in for the first time, that he's planning on keeping there forever. So that's enough. You don't need that hazmana. Then it's self acts as the makam hazmana. The hazmana just is, hazmana is ki ilo, as if you're going to, it's already now considered as if you're going to put it there forever. As if you're going to use this to put your tefillin forever. Now, if I put, well, it's like a yichud, right? But it's ki ilo as if it's already done. Rava doesn't hold that. Rava doesn't hold that when you're mazal of it, ki ilo as if it's already done. But if you go ahead and put your tefillin inside the tefillin zekel and decide that it's going to be there forever, as the Rambam condition, that's enough. You don't better need that hazmana. Because right now I accomplished the same thing as hazmana. Hazmana just says that even before you did that, you left it there forever. It's already considered now as if you're going to put it there forever. But if you don't have that hazmana and you are starving, you put it inside and decide you're going to keep it there forever, that's enough. And but again, to our tefillin zekels, we have the chayav lefi this. The Chabad Yorah says, "Batam Rava, Batal Rava." That tefillin zekel which was made mamash for tefillin. The whole Gemara is over here talking about high sudra. Talking about a sudra. A sudra they use for many different things. They use to wrap their head up. They use to put their money in. They use it for all different types of things. So if you want to use it for tefillin, you need hazmana and you need to put it inside. You need to put the tefillin inside. So hazmana and however, look there, something which was made specifically for tefillin, the tefillin zekel was made, which is our tefillin zekel, was made specifically for tefillin, says the person, it says tefillin on it, it says the person's initials, that's what it's being made for, he says, you don't have to be a tzarbeh anymore. Even this azman itself would work. Bechor is very Muslim, if you what you're saying. The whole azmana is, we look at it ki'ilu as if you already put the tefillin inside. Now Rava says, no, we don't look at ki'ilu as if you put the tefillin inside. So you're going to put the tefillin inside, we don't use it. Look at ki'ilu as if you put the tefillin inside. A gokamba is something that's miyuchud to for tefillin. You're not going to use it for anything else. There's no chance that it's going to be used. There's no one takes the tefillin zekel. It doesn't it. In America, they actually have the tefillin zekel that they collect money from. But it says, like, tzedakah now. Doesn't say. Something which it says, mamash tefillin on it, it doesn't guarantee this one. It's not even collect money. That's miyuchud for tefillin. And Mamela has money most of it. And there's, that's what Lechor is very good, there's the Ramah says, that the whole Mahoyz between Abaya and Rava, if Hazmana Bosihi, that's dafka by a Tashmash of Kedusha. Like it's filling Zekel. But in the Dover Kedusha lane, let's say Klap for a different term, everybody agrees that Hazmana is Bosihi. Shadows both together, what's the difference? If it's a Tashmash for Kedusha, if it's Mamish the Gufa Kedusha lane, maybe the other is, because something which is Gufa Kedusha Alein, so then it's Oymid for sure for that. We're gonna, even Rava's gonna be masking that Kol Oymid for this thing, Oymid for Sefer Torah is ready, he will use for Sefer Torah. The whole Machlokes of Hazmana is, do we look at it as if it's already being used for that thing or not? So in certain cases we can say we do look at it, in certain cases we don't. If it's Miyuchid Mamash for this thing, if it's just a Sudra, it's a bag, like this Sudra, then it's Machlokes by Rava. Do we say it's ready, Kilo, Hagama, you decide about this bag that the shadow of the you decide that you need this bag for tefillin, is that considered as a great put the tefillin inside? But something which is muchas and tefillin, that you're going to use it for the tefillin, like the tefillin zekel, like the Shabbat Yorah said, or glass for the tefillin, that's miyuchin. The mela, the chari, will be able to use it for anything else. So the shadow, they have these pens that they used to have the ink, the yuri for the little bottle of ink for your ritzus and your bati. But now they have these pens. So let's say you bought one of these pens. The color they were made specifically for your stone. Can you use it to color, to write it out with your pen? Is it a problem? It was, do we say that the hazmana is the zufa? There were kilos after you already use it? And you're not going to use for anything else? The Mishnah Berurah brings down such a thing about the earth. He declares the earth. Heard you have this clarified by this enzyme that one of both. He was made specifically, he has the best doctor's hat shown it, made specifically for bottom of the food. Yeah, what's that? The pen that you put, yeah, use it for practicing? It's not a quote, you don't use your no, you have his pen, like the marker, it looks like a regular marker. They have a regular marker that they use, that they, no, you don't have a very close. Regular marker, yeah. It just has on the outside, it doesn't say Crayola, it says, Madas, or picture, and then just simple. shaylos, is that considered hazmona? The real shaylos that comes up, and many people have this shaylos. I know somebody who just bought a strong shaylos from somebody else. He had a shaylos. Is he allowed to put, he wanted to put his fax machine in one of the shelves with a strong shaylos. So we put this on. Not such music position? Okay. Fax is it is such music position.
Yes.
But there's a Mishnah Berurah that says that Kenzan is not because the Svarim didn't actually go on the shelves then. Our say, if you look at the bottom of your Gemara, right over here, or any of your Svarim, you'll see that it's dirty from this shelf. So it's on the shelf. It's holding up the safe. Says the music Mishnah, which is fashion how I think the Ayun is saying now, that it is considered a such Mishnah Berurah. And maybe you would not be able to use the Svarim Shah for anything else. This guy has to go be Mavar, that what the person that he bought it off of, were they miyachad it specifically for Svarim? Which they always say is a good idea. If you buy a Svarim Shank, you should, I mean, unless you specifically want to fit some people, you want to tie up all types of things. But they want to have a decision to put this on. But if you want your to be able to use a Svarim Shank or anything else besides Svarim, you have to make a Tanayi Lechatchila, and you want to put something else in it. Mashenkin, if you use it just for Svarim, and they want to use it for something else, I saw this in Zilberstein, he went to the panel, he had a Gishmak he was saying that that's the Charachu. But he said, let's say you have a little space on your shelf. So even if you use the shelf for Svarim, now you took off from the Svarim, you bought a bigger Svarim trunk, whatever it is, and the Svarim trunk, you have more space. And you want to put a flower pot on your Svarim trunk. Can you do that? He says, if you have no other place to put the other flower pot except on the shelf, then you know how to put it there. Because then you're using the shelf for the flower pot. But let's say you have plenty of places to put it. You want to put it on the Torah shrine, because the Torah shrine should say it. Then it's not that the shelf is being mishamish, the pot, this flower pot. Okay, if the flower pot is being mishamish the shelf, it shouldn't be a problem. And if not, you're not able to put it on
the tree of the apples altogether, the tree on the shelf, because the occurring the whole thing to the tree and then knock out.
Did she knock off the Svarim Shank? I don't know if that
it's
actually...
It's all
the shelf.
It's the shelf.
The shelf itself?
Right.
So the group will talk about it. They talk about, can you flip over the shelf? So, that's, you know, that's how it's all currently so different. It's just unless it's a very, very fat shelf, that best thing you can split it in half. And then you'd be... In other words, if you have a thin shelf, so the whole thing is holding up the Svarim. You would have half the size of the formal came in. If you have almost thick shells, you have them in the shy. What?
You
have the shell of the you're not being mazal at the farm. It's just when you have a farm shop, which you're putting on. Farm shop, I don't know what it's built. Is it? They talk about the part of the exam. People put all sets of stuff in their phones at home. They go on a trip, they put in their money and their passport and everything goes inside. He says, how can you do that? What's the time? I can't find it. That's the way people are dying. People are living in the country. But some, the her, Agav, if you have a choice, you should put it in your towel. Don't put it in your towel. Put it in your towel. It's not, you don't have the same problem with attachment to Kedusha as putting it in with your towel. So you can put the mirror, if it's something, don't put the mirror in. Don't put the mirror in. The mirror is observed by the towel, and you're allowed to put it in. Process, you can put it in, the best place to put it is in your towel. That's not how to put it in your towel. That's Yeah. Well, people don't like putting the money in the plastic and whatever it is. This is the point. This is that's a little bit behind Hasmona. The Machlokes is where Rashi's mother, Machlokes of Hasmona Moti, is it Ki'ilu Kol Chuboy already or not? Do we say it's Ki'ilu? One more the more I said when Khaldan Allah I usually tell us the case of Khalasarum. So the Khani Math, but Takti Magan Allah is the chat. He says, what do you mean? How can we usually show the case of Khalasarum? Allah is asking on the Mechaber and Kim Chesed says Mufurish that Yisatif the sisters revolve movement. Side of Tifa, side of Rafa should be moving. And we see that all of the mitzvahs have to be moving. Now that we see Shahab Mitzvah Kapila, Shibi Yosheva, Shepet Lachala Arumah, She shouldn't be able to do it. You're not allowed to make a bracha on the mitzvah, sitting down. The meal is back to Magen Avraham. Chala in a mitzvah kol kach. The inu he says, Ela sachin ma'chala kum ishkito. But their chala, what it sounds like the passage of Shmuel says Magen Avraham is, chala in a mitzvah kol kach, sounds like it's only hashem mitzvah. It's not mamash a mitzvah, it's like shchita. Shchita is not the actual mitzvah. You have no mitzvah to go ahead and shech something. If you want to eat, you have to shech. If you want to eat your bread, you have to take up challah. It's not the etzem mitzvah. The meila kol kach is not the etzem mitzvah, so you don't have the regular klal of birchas mitzvah, so you won't have to stand on it. If you look at the grain over there, in Simon Ches, he brings down the bapala for the halacha that you need to be mu'umah, he brings down the ma'achas kaim and puts the Rishalmi. Rishalmi says, kol habrachas mu'umah. So, goes to the grain to be ma'azur, kol habrachas mu'umah, it can't be kol habrachas. We know birchas mitzvah doesn't have to be that way. There's a bunch of mishnayos that say not that way. There's Yashvu called that the Baruch Le'atmoy, brings down a few rhymes, that Yashvu called that the Baruch Le'atmoy, right, so that if it's down to make Baruch Le'atmoy, right, so it's told in a Kol HaBaruch Le'atmoy, that's not talking about Baruch Le'atmoy. It's only talking about Baruch Le'atmoy. And the Mela Baruch Le'atmoy has to be movement. Then he quotes the Magen Avraham, Masha Kaza the Magen Avraham, the Chala in the Mitzvah, the Var of Eilam Shachar. That was the Magen Avraham says, the Chala is not a Mitzvah, the Var of Eilam Shachar, he goes to the Rhyme, the Chala is a Mitzvah, can't say that it's not a thing to be. Shall I what we do with the Magen Avraham? What's made the Magen Avraham? So if you look at the Bach says, what's Pshat in this, the Kol HaBrachos movement? Why do all the Brachos have to be movement? Why does the Brachos have to be movement? He says, because we say, Asher can make a Brachos, we say, Asher can Yishon in the face of its Yivon. He's Mitzavet in his Mitzvah. He's Mitzavet in his Mitzvah. He's Mitzavet in his Mitzvah. In the same way that a Voida has to be movement, so too a Brachos should be movement. A Brachos is a Voida, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Mela, a Brachos should be movement. No Mela came and Zogin. The Fidus Hezber, we can say that now, oh, that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says, it's not a mitzvah kol kach, it's only the Tachin Shchita, means it's not a mitzvah of Avoida. It's not an Avoida of Kvam. It's only kol kach, if it's an Avoida, it's like thrilling, you have to put it on. That's the Avon of Tachin Shchita. Mashenkin is something which you don't have to do. You don't have to eat, you don't have to do the Tachin Shchita. So when you're not doing the Tachin Shchita, you don't have to do the Tachin Shchita. It's not considered an Avoida, you don't have to. But the Kurds, maybe more Muslims were with Eli Rabba. Eli Rabba says, close the Gemara, he says, no, it's Gebirchus HaNeim. He says, Chal is like Gebirchus HaNeim. Dehainu, Vibat HaBracha is Kidei you should be able to eat. We don't look at it as a Gebirchus HaNeim. Dehainu, the Magen Avraham is masking that in a Chalami, Chal is a Mitzvah Gemur, like the Rain said. That which he said, that it's Ein a Mitzvah, Ein a Mitzvah Kol Kach, this doesn't mean Ein a Mitzvah, it's not the Ethem of Mitzvah. It means Ein a Mitzvah Kol Kach to fall on together of that you need Amina. It's not a Birch HaMitzvah, it's more dangerous to a Birch HaMitzvah. Birch HaMitzvah, because it's only the Tzach and HaMachah, it's only given, it's Birch HaMitzvah. Well, if you look at the Yeshua Yaakov, it's brought down actually in Shin Chof Ches, in Allah Tzachal in Yerodea, put the Jewish music on it, put the Yeshua Yaakov. Yeshua Yaakov has a Kasha, it says Yeshua Yaakov, it says that which you need a Bracha Bo'umer, I get Tzach HaMidah, Shulia Yekim Rezalza Bo'Bracha. Kshoi said, Mach Mosefer, Shain Yerikim Rezalza. The whole reason you have to stand up when you're making a bracha is that it shouldn't be near a kibbutz. It looks like a zilz if you sit down when you're making a bracha. That's only kokamni, you have that shor to stand up and you sit down. That looks like a zilz. Kokamni, you don't have that shor to stand up. It's not a zilz. But I didn't understand that. We say that an ish with arm shouldn't call a tikkun challah. Why not? Because you can't make the bracha. I don't understand. So don't make the bracha. Bracha's not makir. Terah says, Kokamni, you can't do the mitzvah koroi by making the bracha. Then you don't listen to the law. I don't listen to the law. So it's over here. It's not like 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 it's don't take a call. The same way that the ish can't take off, you can't take off. Put something on, do it, tell me about someone. Whatever it is. No one's being machai to do this now. The Kharak Kokamadi, you can't do the Mr. Karoi. Why should you have to watch? I understand it's not exactly the name of the ish. Ish, you can't do the bracha of the flower. She could do the bracha, just sitting down. So Kharak Kokamadi can't do the bracha of the karoi. So then you cover yourself. Do whatever it is they have to do for the bracha. I saw the man of Mordechai, he wants to be Makaris. He says that if you look at the Yisham, if you look at this Ark of Chaim that they're going brought down, the Ark of Chaim quotes the Yisham that says, Kol HaBrachos Mu'umah. And then Aruch Chaim puts Yesharim. He says, Yesharim, that only five mitzvahs have to be mumim. Five drops have to be mumim. What are those? Oimer, Mila, Shofar, Tzitzit, and... Oimer, Tzitzit, Lula, Mila, Shofar. That's the five. Why? Because we learn out of it says by Oimer. Ma'achel, Chomish, Ba'kama. And we dash in Ba'kama is Ba'kama. That Oimer has to be, the mitzvah of Oimer is when you're standing up. So we learn out in the same way that it says Lachem by Oimer. It says Lachem by Shofar, by Lulav, by Mila, and by Tzitzit. From the Mela, we make it Zer Shava of Lachem, Lachem. In the same way by Oimer, you have to stand up. So by these four, these other mitzvahs, you have to stand up. So Zachti by these mitzvahs. Halal? Not halal. The Chol of Tzitzit, he says, Zachti by Mordechai, it has to be that we fast him like this Yeshayim. And it's only by these five mitzvahs. Because they ask. We see by Machla, we sit down. Halachil is Machla. By Morah, we sit down. All these mitzvahs, we sit down. Let's make the bracha. What's the pshat? Yishami says, Kol HaBach Mu'mun. Elamah, we pass them like this Yeshayim that says that it's only after these five mitzvahs. These five mitzvahs. Dafka, Eimer, Luluf, Shofar, Tzitzit, and Mila. Dafka, those five mitzvahs. The Mila, it's Maturit. Maturit Machla, Maturit Morah. Vidit, Chorit, Maturit, Halachil. Halachil is not one of these five mitzvahs. Maybe they wouldn't be moved. However, if you look at the Prima Gaudam, the Prima Gaudam quotes the Yerushalmi and the Yeshayim, and he wants to say there's no machlokes to follow. The Yerushalmi, the Yeshayim that says that the five mitzvahs you need Mu'umud, that's talking about the mitzvah itself. It's not talking about the bracha. If we have a Zera Shalva, it can't be talking about the bracha. The Zera Shalva is a direct one. It can't be talking about a bracha, which is only Darabana. The Zera Shalva is going to be negated to the mitzvah itself. A person takes a lulav, he has to stand up when he takes a lulav. We're not talking about the bracha before. When he does the mitzvah of Milo, when he does Shofar, when he does Tzitzit, the Akiva of Tzitzit, he has to do these, the mitzvah has to be done when he's standing up. The bracha, we're not talking about. The bracha, that's what Yishami says. Kol bracha, we need movement. All brachas need movement. So the mitzvah itself, we only have 5 minutes and 7 need to be movement. The bracha, all brachas have to be movement. So we're back to Shofar. The Shofar, the Mamre Mordechai Kash Bapal. Mamre Mordechai says, what's shot in Morah to sit down? What's shot in Matan to sit down? The mindset that we have in Yerushalmi, it says, Kol HaBach Mu'umid, how can you sit down? The Chorim reacts the same, he said what he said before. Which is really how the Prima doesn't go. That which, like the Magen Avraham saying, that which you said by Chala, in a mitzvah kol kach, because doing with a birchus anen, you're only doing it for Achila, so the Chorim said the same thing by Matan Mar, and by Leishir Vatsako also. All these mitzvahs said, something about you stand up, and they sit down, I think by Leishir Vatsako. But Ba'etzem, most people sit down by Leishir Vatsako, and by Matan, by Mar, and by Chala. Because all these are David, that birchus anen. All these are a third of Achila, the Jewish have ever sent in. And Mamela, you're allowed to sit down. So, Kumdan is going to the Supreme Court, and Be'etzem, all mitzvahs need to be movement. All Be'etzem mitzvahs have to be movement. It's only the mitzvah itself, that's these 5 mitzvahs. All brachas have to be movement. If it's David have ever sent in, it's Masa, Mor, Chava, then it wouldn't have to be movement. Yeah.